This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453 is our toll-free number. We'd love to talk to you. And in studio tonight, we have myself, Chris.
I'm Ian.
Rich Paul.
We got breaking news, too.
We do have breaking news.
When news breaks, we fix it.
Do we? this is not a good story. And to me, I'm rather disappointed to hear this, but Ian, you have a story involving Julian Assange, the head of WikiLeaks.
We're not usually so good at breaking news here, but you know, because usually we're just talking and taking calls about whatever. But I just noticed in the Twitch chat, WikiWea mentions that he's going to be removed from the Ecuadorian embassy soon. Went and took a look, and sure enough, there is a tweet from WikiLeaks, breaking, a high-level source within the Ecuadorian state has told at WikiLeaks that Julian Assange will be expelled within, quote, hours to days, unquote, using the INA papers, we'll get into that, offshore scandal as a pretext, and that it already has an agreement with the UK for his arrest.
So, wow. Julian Assange has been basically hiding out in the embassy in London, the Ecuadorian embassy.
For years.
And this goes back to some charges that were brought against him from
Sweden?
Yeah. Involving some dealings that involved a young woman.
And those are all, those have all been discredited now, right?
Yeah, those charges have been dropped as well.
Yes. Yeah. But Assange has remained there because he was fearful, and I think rightfully so, that WikiLeaks and Julian Assange had irritated a whole lot of governments throughout the world. And if he set foot outside of that embassy, the odds were really good that somebody was going to try to pick him up and
there was a claim,
take him back to their country for charges.
At one point, there was a claim that there was 24-hour surveillance by the UK police. I'm not sure which branch, but that they were 24 hours outside of the Ecuadorian embassy watching for Assange.
Yeah.
And that was like, it was a controversy in the UK because, you know, some people are like, why are taxpayers having to pay 24/7 for this monitoring? This is crazy.
Right.
And I, you know, we don't follow the news that closely. I presume that's still going on.
I would too. And Britain has its own brand of internal espionage. You have, I'm not sure exactly what the roles of all these are, but GCHQ, in times past has been used by the United States to spy on its own citizens. You've got MI5, which has either a foreign intelligence or a counterintelligence. They got their own players around the U.S. I mean, we know who they are. It's the NSA, it's the CIA, it's the FBI.
Right.
But you've got that whole thing going on over there, too.
And, you know, there's also a whole murky morass of military and quasi-military organizations out there. There are...
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure there are black ops going on out there that only a few people know about, and none of those people have any authority to have to be doing what they're doing.
Right.
And Skunkworks black ops.
Sure.
Basically.
Absolutely. The stuff that doesn't make it into public budgets.
When you're ready for it, I think you may have a call on the line, but I do have the release from WikiLeaks, so we can get to that.
Actually, what does that tell you?
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that just real quick before I know.
Well, it's not quick.
Okay. Then we're going to go right to the phones and talk to Sarah from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Ever since we got our Democratic mayor,
when you say we, you're referring to the people in Albuquerque?
Yes, we got a Democratic mayor.
How's it feel to be a winner?
Well, the thing about is that as I have predicted, all of our crime rate has been going down. All of our robberies and car theft and
that's what all those criminals were waiting for, was a Democratic mayor.
Finally, why didn't you think of that before?
Well, the thing is, I don't know why, but Mayor Chavez was a Democratic mayor, and then he kept our crime rate low. And then they all voted in.
And what did he do exactly? Did he put on a bandana and some spandex and, like, go out into the streets, you know, karate chop the criminals? Like, how did the mayor actually keep the crime rate low or lower it?
Maybe they just recognized him as a superior criminal. I mean, maybe they just bowed out of respect.
Oh, gee.
Oh, man.
And said, this guy,
we can't even
this
begin
guy
to compete
could
with
kill
this.
Hundreds, you know, with you know, just one wave of roid raging jackbooted thugs. So.
Well, the thing is, the new thing that I have heard was I never heard of fake packages and fake cars until he became mayor. So those
baked
are things that was
fake.
You
mean like a bait car?
Do you think these were his ideas?
Yeah, right. Cause I've never heard of it. The 17 years
no,
I've been
no, no. Just because you've never heard of it doesn't mean they were his ideas. There's a zillion channels on YouTube. Where, I don't know if it's a zillion, but there are a bunch of channels on YouTube with what they call bait bike videos, and they are so entertaining. Now, whether they're real or not is another question, but they are entertaining nonetheless.
So what magic did this Democrat mayor, what power has he brought that evidently saved Albuquerque from the previous Democrat mayor?
No, he was a Republican. The only reason he won is because the two Democrats just split up the vote. So he wound up getting the 31% or something, 41. That's how he slipped in there for the first time.
The spoiler didn't spoil the right way.
Well, the thing about this mayor, he gave out like 400 speeding tickets like the month of January, like of this month. Like, a couple months ago, like.
Wow.
Yeah, but
that's a lot of people who are going to have a hard time eating this month.
Right.
Or she doesn't care about that. She's got government money.
Or making it to their jobs, not getting fired for it.
Yeah.
Well, you'd be lucky who called in. You know what? Dave and me were on disability.
Sarah, you don't care about the victims of speeding tickets, do you? You don't care about their lives.
Well,
you don't care about how difficult it is. They're just trying to get to work on time.
Right.
And you want them to have to pay hundreds of dollars to the court system.
Well, they're always trying to speed and run me over.
You
want to
teach them a lesson, don't you?
What is so innocent about that?
Would you support bringing back a good paddling? I mean, instead of...
That's an idea.
You know?
We could get Sarah to be a dominatrix. We could set her up with a riding crop and let her whip business executives.
You make some good money at that, I hear.
Just wondering how we're going to pull Joe Biden into this.
Call her Mr.
Spanx-a-Lot.
You know what I said is that the speeding tickets, it helps reduce crime. That's what he found out.
Does it? Sarah, thank you for the call. I'm not sure how issuing speeding tickets lowers crime.
No, that technically would increase. If you go by the definition of crime as a violation of any government statute or ordinance, then that would actually show an increased level of crime, right? Like if you're handing out more speeding tickets, that means
there's more
speeders. It's more dangerous.
We need more money to fight these speeders.
That's the thinking. That's how it works.
Exactly.
There you go.
So back to this Assange story.
Aren't you glad we took that call?
I'm not in the least.
Really?
But no,
oh, my God. I thought that was great. I'm marking it for a promo.
Are you? Good.
Wow.
But I'm really dying to find out what's going on in London because this troubles me.
Yeah, I understand. And it's not exactly something that is going to shake out immediately, but it says hours to days before he will possibly be turned over, Julian Assange, turned over to the UK government. This is according to an alleged source inside of the Ecuadorian government. And so here's the detail from the WikiLeaks website, wikileaks.org, actually apparently a subdomain, defend.wikileaks.org. On March 26th, WikiLeaks Twitter account announced that President Moreno in Ecuador is being investigated by their Congress for corruption sparked by the INA papers leak. And we can tell you what that is, because I hadn't heard about it.
Right.
That's coming up.
855 453. What do you think? Is Assange being turned loose just so some other government can scoop him up? Is this just a way of getting him off the back of the Ecuadorian president? 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event, even with coupon code FTLEB. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL, and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTLEB for a discount.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 1-800-259-9453. That's our toll-free number. You can also hit us up on Discord. You can find out more at discord.lrn.fm. Before you do that, you want to load up the Discord client on your smartphone, on your PC, on your Mac, and make sure you've got a good
internet
connection.
How many copies of this thing do they need to see?
I've got it on my phone and my laptop.
Is that, or was that an or, not an and? They don't need to load it up on all these different things to make it work.
Good point, Rich. Yes, you can just choose your favorite device, load up the Discord software, and you can connect to us, and you will sound like you are right in the studio with us. And we like to take Discord calls, and we're going to have one coming up here shortly. Right now, we've been talking about Julian Assange, who's been basically in what is the word I'm looking for? Sort of in self-imposed exile.
In Dutch, you might say.
In Dutch, within the Ecuadorian embassy in London since 2010. That's 9 years he's been living in basically something that's the size of an apartment.
Well, plus, as is pointed out in an editorial piece that's actually in Spanish, I had to translate it, Fidel Navarez Internacional, writing at rutacritica.org, he describes it as, for more than half a year, Assange has not been WikiLeaks editor and has been isolated for 1 year under a regime quasi-prison by the government of Ecuador. Because remember, right, he's not just in the Ecuadorian embassy on a cot. In recent months, if they say here about a year, Ecuador has put him under much more stringent conditions. I believe his access to the internet is either limited or maybe not at all. I'm not sure exactly what that status was, but he was very, very limited for the last year.
Wow.
Why do you think Ecuador is holding on to him in the first place? Do you have any idea what they see to gain?
Well, I don't know. It's a good question. It was like an asylum kind of thing, yeah, wasn't it? So he went there for protection. And then I think what happened was the Ecuadorian president switched out to this Moreno character that we're going to get into here in a moment. And this Moreno guy is not as friendly towards Assange, and that's one of the reasons why the restrictions were put upon him. But also apparently this INA Papers controversy that we're going to tell you about is...
Oh, I'll wonder if the South Americans blame Assange for Trump.
Well... I don't know what Moreno's political viewpoint is. He may be friendly to Trump. Honestly, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But in this case,
I doubt it. I haven't heard him denounced for it.
Who, Moreno or Trump?
Moreno. I've heard Trump denounced plenty. It's just, you'd think if Moreno was friendly to Trump, Moreno would have been denounced for being friendly to Trump.
Perhaps, but we don't pay attention to Ecuadorian news, right? Like, we don't hear anything out of what... We didn't know about the INA papers, so yeah. Let me tell you what those are. According to the WikiLeaks piece, the INA papers are a set of documents published in February of 2019, so, you know, 2 months ago, allegedly uncovering the operations of INA Investment Corporation, an offshore tax haven created by the brother of Ecuadorian President Lenin Moreno. The trove of emails, phone communications, and expense receipts are said to link the president and his family to a series of corrupt and criminal dealings, including money laundering and offshore accounts. The leak has sparked a congressional investigation into President Moreno for corruption. Moreno can't be summoned for a criminal probe, though, while he remains president. He's currently being investigated and risks impeachment. So this is what the INA papers are. It was last week, on March 26th, WikiLeaks' Twitter account announced that Moreno is being investigated by Ecuador's Congress for corruption sparked by the INA papers leak. So WikiLeaks did not leak the papers. They are saying they didn't leak the papers, and we can get into that.
Right.
But they announced the fact that this president is being in Ecuador is being investigated, and he's mad about that, apparently. The same tweet referenced Moreno's attempt to surrender Assange in exchange for U.S. debt relief, a fact that had been reported by the New York Times. So this Moreno is looking at Julian Assange as a chess piece in the foreign entanglements of the United States, basically, oh, well, how about I give you, Trump, how about I give you Julian Assange, and right, you give us some debt relief. Huh? How's that sound? That's a good deal.
Just make that go away.
You know, the funny thing is, I have no idea what Trump would do with him if he had him.
Well, there's actually, that's a good question. What Trump would do would be different than what the Department of Justice might do, because Trump doesn't know, you know, a fraction of the things that they're up to.
Right.
And so the Department of Justice in, I think it was late 2018, there was news that came out about...
My assumption, and I just, let me cut you off for one sec. My assumption is that his fingerprints will be all over whatever they do, because Assange is such an important part of the political narrative of how he became president.
Mm-hmm.
He has to, oddly enough, he has to give it his total attention to make sure he doesn't get accused of paying too much attention to it.
Trump or Assange?
Trump.
Okay. So in the
Assange has to give it his total attention, because it's the only life he has.
So there was news that came out in late 2018 about what is likely a secret indictment against Assange. Did you guys hear about that?
I did not.
When it happened? So what happened was there was a criminal case in federal court completely unrelated to Assange. And somebody in the district attorney or the U.S. attorney's office filed a motion to seal a document in this case. In that motion to seal, it actually had Assange's name in the motion. And what they believe about this motion was it was like they were editing the same motion for Assange.
Right.
They copied and pasted into this other guy's motion. Geez. They forgot to change all the names. And so it was basically a chunk of it was the motion to seal a document in Assange's case, the case that has yet to be revealed against Julian Assange within the United States so-called justice system.
Right.
So that was very interesting.
How do sealed documents contribute to a speedy and public trial?
He hasn't been charged yet. At this,
point. It sounds like this actually got entered as a pleading into some unrelated.
Right. So what happened was it was a mistake on the part of the U.S.
I see what you're saying.
They copied and pasted. And they, some lazy bureaucrat forgot to change the name from Assange to, you know, Mr. Smith or whoever the other guy was.
Right.
And then the media, who was looking at Mr. Smith's case, saw that because they're following the case, whatever it was. They saw they're like, oh, my God, this is for Julian Assange. Breaking news.
Yeah.
There's likely a secret case or indictment against Assange. So now you got Moreno down in Ecuador trying to exchange Assange for, for U.S. debt relief. The following day, Foreign Minister Jose Valencia said that WikiLeaks...
I'm sorry, is that actually the cause that he's saying, or is that our conjecture?
There's a New York Times report that they're linking here on WikiLeaks about Moreno's attempt to surrender Assange. Let's see here.
Yeah.
Manafort discussed deal with Ecuador to hand over Assange to U.S.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. We'll continue this discussion and a fascinating story.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And your calls, 855-450-FREE.
Assange is expected to be handed over to the U.K. government within hours to days, according to WikiLeaks.
Wow, we'll be following that closely. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump eased off his threats to shut down the U.S.-Mexico border, instead giving Mexico a one-year warning and threatening to first impose auto tariffs before closing the border.
The only thing, frankly, better but less drastic than closing the border is to tariff the cars coming in. And I will do it, just like you know I will do it. I don't play games. I'll do it. So we're doing it to stop people. We're going to give them a one-year warning. And if the drugs don't stop or largely stop, we're going to put tariffs on Mexico and products, in particular cars. The whole ballgame is cars.
A bill ending U.S. support for the Saudi-led war in Yemen is headed to President Trump's desk. The House joined the Senate in passing the bipartisan measure today, although President Trump is expected to veto it. Many U.S. lawmakers blame Saudi Arabia for the death of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free. That's our toll-free number, and we'd love for you to use it. We'd love to talk to you. Right now, we've been talking about Julian Assange, who looks like he may be on his way out of the Ecuadorian embassy.
Not voluntarily.
London. Not voluntarily, unfortunately. And this all may come down to a petty president in Ecuador who is upset that his name is being brought up in conjunction with a very messy deal called the INA Papers. It's a corruption investigation going on in Ecuador. But before we get back into that, I want to tell you about ForkFest 2019.
Coming up fast.
I know. Did you miss ForkFest 2018, Ian?
Most people did. I did not.
Most people did. You did not. You were there. Start planning now to attend ForkFest 2019. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians next summer from July.
That's this summer. Sorry, that's old
is,
copy.
This is all. That's all
cross
right.
Cross that out.
In just a couple months, from June 13th to June 18th for ForkFest 2019 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. We love it there. ForkFest is a fork of another camp, another of other camping parties in the woods, and you're invited to come and create whatever experience you'd like others to have. ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge, so it's up to you to create what happens. Or you can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers. For more information and to connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or ForkFest forum, visit ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. I really hope I can make it up there this year. It's with work. It's always a challenge to try to get up there, but that's one I really should make it to.
Well, Sunday, you normally don't. You've closed the store for. Well, no, you're going to reopen on Tuesdays, aren't you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
anyway, we'll see.
There's some internal debate on that.
There is.
Somebody really likes to have Tuesdays.
If you like having those days off and you take that day off, then that would be the end of ForkFest. So Sunday and Monday night are the last two nights of ForkFest.
We're implying here that the store could not survive without me for an entire day without...
It probably could, but wouldn't you want to bring Colleen up, too?
Well, I'd love to, unless Colleen would not have as much fun forkfesting as I might have.
Oh, man, who wouldn't be, what person who enjoys the beauty of nature and the company of libertarians would not enjoy
Colleen
ForkFest?
No,
she's
offense.
Not a nature girl.
No, we've stayed. No, we've gone camping. We've stayed in some hotels that were not 4-star. They might have been 3-star.
Yeah.
That's camping.
Mm. Yeah. To Colleen.
Yeah, to Colleen, so... So she's not much for that. But anyway.
Have you guys tried getting a room up there?
It's always a challenge. Well,
the hotel there, I wouldn't call even 3-star in that case. I mean, Rogers is great, and it's not a terrible motel, but it's not, the Ritz-Carlton.
One year.
I don't expect a motel to be a Ritz-Carlton.
Well, it sounds like Colleen might.
Especially since the Ritz-Carlton is a hotel. So
yeah.
If a motel was the Ritz-Carlton, I would stop calling it a motel.
Yeah.
What defines, what is the difference between a hotel and a motel?
The motel was designed to support the traveler by car.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That's where it's
short for motor lodge.
I understand what it's short for, but.
Yeah. But the idea
normally the motels are smaller than hotels. You drive right into the parking lot, but hotels have parking lots too. Does it have to do with how many stories they have?
I don't know what's one of the differences. I think you could. I mean, really, if it supports transportation by car,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Close to your room, you can back in and unload your stuff. That's what I think.
Yeah, generally,
about
I mean, a big difference, at least as a rule of thumb, is most motels that I've stayed at have had doors that open
to the
outside of the building.
Right,
right.
Whereas hotels have hallways.
Usually open to the inside.
Yeah. Good point. But I think that's
crossover.
A
that's a blurry line.
I don't know. I would say that's a pretty key difference.
It could be, but sometimes you'll see that on the bottom floor of a hotel as well, especially in a beach town.
This is true, but we're going to go to Discord where we've got Bad Slave. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you guys.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Hey, I really would love to fantasize about... the rescue of Assange.
Okay,
that cleaned itself up on its own.
Yeah,
go ahead.
We were hovering over the dump button here with bated breath.
Oh, come on!
And then you came right back into the world of the living. Thank you.
Years ago. Listen, I think that. You know, there are enough people out there, particularly of the hacker.
I think there's more than enough people out there.
You know, that are support Assange.
So what is your vision? What is your fantasy?
My vision is something like, as a last ditch rescue effort coming from President Carter.
Well, Carter's not good at rescue missions.
Carter's not the man for this job. He tried to rescue somebody once, and he lost like 18 people.
He could be a better delegator of that than he was.
He's 94 years old.
But it would be his idea,
if you wanted him to,
A gift to the American people. Because I think that ultimately that's what would be happening.
What
right?
are you suggesting here? Are you saying Jimmy Carter would grab a machete and a machine gun and
his helicopter in the middle of the desert?
The best stealth helicopter and come in, get him, take him.
A stealth helicopter?
And
I don't think those exist.
I mean, if we're going to do this in fantasy, should we hire Ronnie Reagan for this job?
Take him to Moscow or wherever.
In a helicopter.
Yeah, sure. Well,
wait, this is Carter we're taking to Moscow?
I'm not an expert on military vehicles.
Well, they might need one fuel stop, but I bet you we could find a fuel stop.
Oh, my. But your basic idea is that somehow, some patriot actually sees that in this whole thing, Assange is truly the patriot. He's the right. one who should be rescued.
Thank you.
Somehow not I doubt that would be Jimmy Carter that would figure that out.
Well, no, I know. Yeah. But it's just a, you know, a kind of a whack job thought. But I'm putting it out there into the world that maybe somebody will do something and keep Assange, you know, from being.
Well, whoever it is, better get down there right now. Whoever it is, because he could be released.
So.
He could be released within hours, is what WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
Said. I'll tell you something that's bizarre about Jimmy Carter. Have you ever looked at a side by side picture of Jimmy Carter and Kennedy?
Charles?
JFK?
I've not.
Oh, my God. They're like the spitting image of each other.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Really. Look it up on the web. I'm not an aesthetic guy. I'm not an artist. So look it up on the web and you make your own determination.
We'll get to that, Rich. But Bad Slave, thank you for the call. I don't know if I'm seeing that, but hey, who knows?
If you're seeing a rescue from Jimmy Carter or even anyone else.
Well, to Rich's point, I'm not sure if I'm imagining, maybe it's just age, but I'm not seeing a spitting image of JFK and Jimmy Carter.
I'll try and find you the images that made me say that.
They must be two very specific images.
It was two images that I saw together, and it was, you could definitely see an age progression between the pictures, because, you know, one was taken in the early
60s, and JFK quit aging.
Well, he did. It's true.
We're going to stay on the phones, where we've got Dave from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Oh, Dave,
just
I did
enough
that
enough time
right
to tease us.
David, tease us.
Yeah.
He has know-how.
Dave, you tease.
Dave, I'm gonna put you back on hold. Not enough time, but we're going to get to you in just a moment. What do you think? JFK and Jimmy Carter, are they spitting images of each other? I don't see it, but maybe you do. 855-453, this is Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease.
Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live tonight, like we're live every night, 365 days a year. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. And we want to give, I like to do shout-outs. You know, that's like a radio thing. Shouldn't we be doing shout-outs all the time? A special shout-out to you, Rich. There we go.
No, please, no shout-outs all the time.
Come on, man. I just want to make this show needs to be more morning zoo. What do you think? No?
I'd like to reach out to all the brothers in the band, each and every one of whom is a bad mother in his own right.
Well, in this case...
I get up in the morning with Free Talk Live.
Oh, there you go. You got the voice down, too. We're going to give a shout-out to Henry K., who is a silver amplifier. What is an amplifier, and why is he silver?
Thanks, Henry.
Yeah, thank you very much. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a program that we have here at Free Talk Live that allows our listeners to help promote the show, to get us on more radio stations and spread the ideas of liberty to more people. And that's important to us, and a lot of our listeners find it important enough to part with a couple bucks every month, and that is seriously appreciated. It only takes $5 to join the AMP program. Henry K., in this case, he is a silver amplifier, which means that he is donating $10 a month, and that is super, and it's really important. That helps us reach out to radio program managers and get our show on the air in more places. We're almost at 200, which is a huge number.
Yeah, we've lost a few and gained a few and lost a few. It's slowly getting up there.
We actually give
sounds
you
like
the...
my Weight Watchers history.
We actually give you the real numbers, too. We're not one of those. Yeah. We're at 2,400 affiliates.
Not even possible.
Because
there aren't that many talk stations.
Oh, yeah.
But, yes, I get your point.
Yeah, a lot of people, a lot of shows will talk about, you know, once they've been added, we're counting them, whether they come or go or
right,
leave.
They never
Could a station that wasn't a talk station get our show, though?
In theory, but why would they?
Well, I mean, maybe they're punk. Maybe
there actually was a guy. We may actually be on one of them. There actually is a radio station owner in Washington State who airs Free Talk Live on his talk station who wanted to experiment with putting us on. I think it was actually like an alt rock or something, some kind of a rocker. in the evenings. And honestly, I haven't heard back from him on how that was going. But
a music station. Why would anybody do that? Oh yeah, we're doing that.
I think that he might have been doing that on like a weekend, but I honestly don't recall.
Interesting. Hey, we're going to go back to the phones where we had Dave from New Hampshire. He called in right before.
Dave's not here.
Dave, you there?
Yes.
All right. You. Hey, what do you got for us?
Well, you guys know Carla Garrick.
Mm-hmm.
The Free Stater.
She's the former president of the Free State Project.
And, yeah, she's in New Hampshire, and she ran Senate recently. She's a pro-independent person. She runs the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence.
That's right. Yeah, that's what she moved over to after, I guess, leaving the Free State Project's presidency. Is to a pro-secession organization, which I'm a big fan of. I love the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. I hope they do more. Is there, like, some breaking news about the foundation, or what's going on?
No, just about her. She's continuing to become one of my favorite Free Staters. She's always doing something. Mm-hmm. I guess what she did this week was litter pickup event in a relatively, well, I don't know if it's a bad neighborhood, but in Manchester.
Yeah, that's good. Anything that gets the name out there, gets the ideas out there, that's a win. And I applaud Carla for keeping it up. She unsuccessfully ran for state senate.
Yeah. She's tried twice.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you what, Dave, next time you see Carla, tell her if at first you don't secede, try again.
Yeah.
Very good.
One of the things I liked about her campaign was she didn't shy away from being a secessionist,
right,
even though there was some pressure against her to do just that. And she embraced it fully and made it, I think, one of her, if not one of her main issues, she certainly didn't hide from it.
Absolutely. Dave, thanks for the call. It's tough to take on, you know,
it helps
kind of since the Civil War. Since the Civil War, secession's gotten a bad rap.
Right.
But it's not a bad idea. Just this idea that smaller entities, you know, can do better than big entities, that we could dare stand up against the ideas of central planning.
Mm-hmm.
It seems sort of foreign, but, you know, we've got big groups, big moneyed groups in California embracing the idea. We've got another group out of New York State, which is advocating a sort of break the state up into three different.
York breakup?
And I supported all of those. Just to make New York City a city-state is...
I heard generally that New Yorkers hate New York City and would love to see it jettisoned into the ocean, but I hadn't heard
Vice versa. The city hates the state.
Yeah. What this is, what they are talking about, this latest one, is to break up the state into four autonomous political groups. So you you don't actually leave the union. This is what they're saying. But governance within the state would be between these different, which is basically Manhattan and three other ones.
So this would be another political subdivision that was made up of counties and the state was made up of them?
It's sort of like that. The only thing that would continue would be the amount of representation that New York would have at the federal level. So I'll pull up some more information.
Found something on, this is old. This is 2009. You're saying this is recent?
No, this is recent. This is within the last. We'll dig up some more information.
Because in 2009, there was a state representative, state senator, who apparently put a bill in to ask New Yorkers the question, quote, do you support the division of New York into two separate states?
Yeah, this
See,
is...
I would support the separation of New York into two states, but it should be, from my point of view, New York City and New York State. You know, they used to have city-states back in the day where there was no state government. The city government was all there was.
Right. This one, it's...
York City already has its own foreign policy.
If you go to newamsterdamny.org, you'll see their plan, and it's divide New York State into one state with three completely autonomous regions.
That's not the same idea as three states, though. Right?
No.
What does that even mean, three autonomous regions within one state? How does that even work?
Maybe we'll talk about that in just a moment, but I want to get to the phone calls where we've got Herbert He's calling in from Rhode Island, listening on Twitch. Herbert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there, gentlemen. This is Herbert calling from Cohog, Rhode Island.
Well, hello, Herbert. What do you want to share with us tonight?
Hello there, little boy. I want to say to y'all, since y'all are such big anti-statists and whatnot, and fans of the popsicles as well, what y'all think about these oppressive nudity laws? I'm sick and tired of seeing people, especially young people, being forced to cover up everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Well, Ian, would you like
you
to handle
like
that one?
You
sound like a towel. Hey, don't you make fun of me, you bald bastard. Go ahead.
You sound like a towel.
You shut your mouth, all right.
What do I think of nudity laws? I presume you mean the laws against nudity, like in strip clubs or on beaches?
Well, I mean everywhere, Mr. Ian. I mean, for instance, I was in Amsterdam not too long ago.
It's just so hard to even understand you with that voice. I can't
make out exactly
what you're saying there.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
We got to work on that impression, bro.
We can
was that tally he was doing?
Oh, I'm sure it was Mr. Hankey.
Mr. Hankey?
I was assuming.
Oh,
did you
okay.
Have somebody else? I don't know.
That's interesting. I didn't think of that as a candidate. I was thinking maybe it was Towley. I did think he sounded like a towel.
Well, to answer the question, I think that nudity should be allowed as long as it's on public property. And, of course, this is tragedy of the commons.
Right.
So, ideally, the libertarian view is to end the idea of public property entirely and have all property be private, in which case, if a prude wants to own some property and have no nudity allowed, then they should be able to do that.
Be my guest.
I want to end the idea that all property should operate under the same rules. Because then if you want to live your life a different way, where are you going to go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I kind of agree with the point that, you know, the issue is the erosion of property rights and the fact that we do have commonly owned things. That's where our disagreements arise. Nobody cares what I do on my property.
Some people do.
Some people might, but they can't
see. They call themselves the town.
Yeah, well, they certainly do. But they can't see most of it, and that's why I chose to live where I live.
You're only in danger from people generally when they consider you to be an enemy tribe or when they consider you to be their tribe.
I have no doubt that my town considers me the enemy, which I will wear proudly. 855-450-FREE. We'd love to hear you join us. We will be back.
More on Assange, too, coming up.
Oh, yes. Free Talk Live.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702. Now, and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702, and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.